today on Real Radio.
There's going to be incurable diseases that are, the Bible tells us this, to what, freak us out? No, to prepare us for what will look like uncertain times for the world.
Yeah.
Are times for us of great certainty. Because when he says these things in advance, I am anything but uncertain.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Welcome to this very special edition of Real Radio. I'm David Jay, in studio with my good friend Pastor Jack and our buddy, Producer Steve. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, we're doing good, right? Yeah, Producer Steve? Yes.
How do you like this haircut, by the way?
Listen, everybody, it's clear that David Jay has not been out of his house for months.
Yeah. It's true. I only dressed up. This is the second time in 4 months that I've actually put a real shirt on.
Yeah. No, I think we need to keep you where you're at.
All right. It's good to see you guys. Good it really, really you. Is. So what we're doing here is this special broadcast that will wrap up our Life in Bible series. Mm. And then we're going to talk about jumping into our new series. We're finishing up the Life in Bible series, and then we're going to jump into and get ready to start on 1 Peter. So can I jump in and ask you a couple questions about the Life in Bible series real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've come to the end of the series, obviously. You know, the response to these programs, it's been amazing. So why do you think that's so? Why do you think we're getting so much interest in this series, in this portion of our history?
Yeah, you know what? I think the answer is not that it was just the series. I, Davey, honestly believe that why there was the response that there was is because of the times in which we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be the same response to what we're seeing in church life.
Yeah.
What, you know well that our online streaming, Facebook Live, or YouTube audiences have exploded, where we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people weekly. And then, you know, since, for example, the COVID, the advent of COVID has been remarkable for us in the sense of viewership, people searching for answers, looking for hope, asking the question about their own lives, and what about the Bible? So I personally believe, because this is the way that I believe and the way that I live, God was not surprised by any of this stuff, and he, in fact, anticipated this stuff. And so it just so happens that the Life in Bible series exploded by virtue of the fact of where people are today. Yeah.
So my wife has this group, and I call it the Underground Church. My wife has gotten a hold of the daily broadcasts here on Real Radio, and she's using them as a Bible study with a few of her friends.
Yeah.
All right. And one new person came along and said, hey, tell me about this this little group that you have going. And she said, well, we're paying attention to what Pastor Jack has to say about the Bible, what the Bible says, and how it relates to our lives today.
Yeah.
And her response, get this response, her response was, ooh, radical. What?
That's exactly what?
What do you mean why is this radical? Why do some people look at the Bible as radical?
Oh my goodness, Davey. Everyone listen, please, please. The church in America, we are so far away from biblical normal.
Yes.
Okay, that when we hear the Bible, when we let it speak for what it's communicating to us about, when we hear it preached without apology, we somehow conclude, oh my goodness, this is radical.
Yeah.
And it's not radical. We are so subterranean that we need to come up and break ground to just get to normal Christianity. Today is viewed as radical. That's how far we are. That's how backslidden the church in America is. We need to not only get back to normal, which is radical, but we need to take that foundation and go beyond. We need to be abounding in our witness, abounding in our prayer, abounding in our Bible study. Look, abounding in our fellowship, because none of us, I trust that none of us on this program are interested in being normal Christians. I don't want to be a normal Christian. I want to be a radical Christian. And if that if that means that I rock the boat,
yeah,
you know, there's a book. It's not a Christian book, but it's a very cute book on rocking the boat for just kind of being normal. Looks like radical. It's a book written entitled Who Moved My Cheese? It's a great book on leadership. It's a great book on breaking the norms. Yeah. Who Moved My Cheese? And it's a story about a bunch of mice. They were shocked one day because somebody moved the cheese. They were so used to what they thought was normal. Yeah. And I love the fact that God, in growing us up, moves the cheese on us every day. We need to seek him every day, new dynamic every day.
So let me throw something out here real quick. And I was just talking about this underground church. I jokingly say that to my wife. But the truth is, you can use this series as a basis for your Bible study. You can get a group of people together. I mean, most people, honestly, you know, they're probably just driving down the road and casually listening to the broadcast and pick up some great stuff along the way. But listen, if you've got some time and if you've got some people that you want to get together, why wouldn't you use this series as the basis for your get-together, as the basis for your small group, by the way? So let me throw this special offer out there real quick. You can get the Life and Bible series, all 17 original messages, by the way. Plus, you're going to get copies of Pastor Jack's notes for the teachings right there on an MP3 CD. So how do you do that? It's easy. A gift of any amount in support of this ministry will get that right to your door. Go to our website, jackhibbs.org. That's jackhibbs.org. And click on the banner there that says Life and Bible. If you want to start a little Bible study or do a daily Bible study on your own, why wouldn't you use this series as the basis for your Bible study? Okay, so let me throw this out there. What's the big term, Mr. Trick Question? What's the big term that we've learned in the last 3 months? I'm not gonna wait for your answer. I'm gonna throw it out there. Uncertain times. It seems to me that what you're saying from the pulpit is, look, the Bible talked about this. The Bible has told us this for so long. So why is this uncertain? Am I catching the drift?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people think that the COVID issue is this incredibly horrific end of the world event. And I'm happy and yet little bit hesitant to tell you that according to the Bible, this COVID thing is not even on the radar when it comes to end time difficulties. Jeremiah, God rebuked Jeremiah because he was whining about how difficult things were. And God said, Jeremiah, oh my goodness, if you've walked with the footmen and you've become weary, what in the world are you going to do When the flooding of the Jordan comes and when the chariots arrive? What will you do then when things really get tough? See, Davey, that word tells me I can be collected and ready knowing COVID is nothing in the grand scheme of things. There's going to be other things. There's going to be there's still going to be wars. Massive wars are coming. There's going to be incurable diseases that are, the Bible tells us this to what? Freak us out? No, to prepare us for what will look like uncertain times for the world are times for us of great certainty. Because when he says these things in advance, I am anything but uncertain.
So let's talk about the Life and Bible series specifically real quick. It seems like this series was all about the fact that God's word really does have something to say about every single aspect in our life. Expound on that for me, would you?
Yeah, this may be a very pathetic illustration, but it works for my little cartoon brain.
Go ahead.
And Davey, I know that you're a genius, but as soon as I start to speak about this, because of your association with a certain iconic mouse that lives in Southern California,
an
oversized rodent, walking around in clothes.
Sure.
Right?
So exactly,
if I go, for example, to either Pirates of the Caribbean ride, or if I go to, you know, Peter Pan, something, that little ride is pre-programmed on a track.
Yeah.
And I can wish that little vehicle, that car that I'm in, I can wish it to go in any direction, but it ain't going to happen because it's on a track. And if you ride that ride, if you go on Indiana Jones a couple of times, you know what's coming up next, right? Mm-hmm. I believe that God's word is so, the word is prescient. It is so out ahead of us, like Jesus said to the disciples, tell them, I'm going to Galilee. After the resurrection, Jesus said, go tell them, I'm going to Galilee. Mm-hmm. This tells me that life is on a track. I don't know the track. I don't know what turn is next, but he does. So that, I know this is going to sound bizarre.
Go ahead.
But I believe that it's set up. I mean a setup, meaning God cannot learn anything. In his attributes of God, he cannot learn. I cannot surprise him. He knows what's going to happen, not only in the next hour, but he knows what's going to happen for the next 100 years. Yeah. Because that's true, there's a sense where I take great comfort and rest and find, by the way, great confidence in the fact that I am going down a path that I don't know about, but he does. And I rest in that. I don't know the turn up ahead, but he has known it for a bazillion years. And I rest in the fact that he knows what's in advance.
Yeah, it's no big deal to him. It's no big deal.
Yep.
Okay, so let me throw this at you. Let me throw you a few titles of some of the parts of the series we went over. Being a Christian at your job.
Yeah.
Being a Christian in your relationship. Being a Christian in your home. Boy, isn't that important? Being a Christian in your home.
Yep.
Being a Christian while being a man. 2 Timothy 2, verses 2 through 3. Being a Christian while being a man. Why would you just go to that subject in particular?
Well, if you look around, the fact of the matter is that we have, in our culture, completely, I'm trying to find a word right now.
Go ahead.
I'm struggling. I mean, I know what to say. I just don't want to say it on the radio. We have dislocated the male species from his biblical manhood. We have separated what a man is supposed to be based upon God's word, and we have allowed the culture to define what a man is. And it turns out that what our culture has done, our culture wants a bunch of men to become women. And yet when I talk to women, they don't want a man to become a woman. They've got enough women in their lives.
I find the same thing.
Yeah, isn't it true? And I know what I'm saying sounds incredibly radical and foreign to the general audience. Yeah. But if somebody would just pull back and take a deep breath and ask real humanity, ask women, hey, what do you want to see in a man? You know what? For 30 years, I've been talking to women in the ministerial sense, and none of them have said, not one, you know, I'd like to have a man that is almost indistinguishable from a woman.
Never heard it.
Never heard it. I don't know where it's coming from. I know this, it doesn't work. And a woman does not want a man to be like her. She wants a man to be a biblical man, a man that loves, protects, a man that cares, a man that is sacrificial for her benefit. And that's why we took it on. And by the way, Davey, I got to tell you, I am meeting people here at church and where I travel, young people who are saying, the life in Bible time has completely changed my life. Young people,
it's a fact.
They want to hear it.
It's a fact. The Life and Bible series, being a Christian while being a man, being a Christian while being a woman, a husband, a wife, a parent. You covered a whole bunch of ground in this series. Being a Christian while being a kid. Talk to me about that.
Well, being a kid, you know, kids today, and this is going to sound like a shocker, but kids today have the same needs that kids did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's never changed. And that is, kids need fences.
Yeah.
Kids need rules, kids need guidelines, kids need parents, and kids also need to learn how to obey mom and dad, how to obey the authorities. Kids need to know that, you know, you should not speak disrespectful to your teacher or your neighbors or a police officer. There's things that kids need to learn. if kids learn early on that there are authoritative figures in their life, they will live a much more productive, beneficial, and I might add, safe life. But when we tell kids, hey, you know what? Don't let anybody tell you what to do. You know what? You're my son, and you just stick it to the world, and we don't have to answer to anybody. You know what you're doing? You are polluting your child and indoctrinating your child for nothing but hardship and difficulty. The more a kid learns that there are those around him who are going to pour into his life with guidance, sometimes it's going to be a teacher, sometimes it's grandpa, sometimes it's a neighbor. Of course, most of the time it's mom and dad. Yeah. But it could be, listen, it could be the police officer, you know, at that location who says, get your bike off the curb and into the bike lane. You're going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Being a Christian while being a kid, being a Christian while being on campus, being a Christian and avoiding divorce, being a Christian in the midst of divorce, surviving divorce, being a Christian is obedience to God. That was the ultimate in this episode. All right, let's talk about where we're going.
Here's where we're going is we're heading into 1 Peter. 1 Peter, I trust, I believe, everybody, 1 Peter is a study that will so relate to us at this time that it might just shock us. The relatability of 1 Peter. Peter is writing to, listen to this, a vast group of born-again believers who, some of them were Jewish, most of them were pagan, and they heard the gospel preached, and when they accepted Christ, they suffered the rejection of family. Many of them suffered the loss of their marriages. They all were fired from their jobs and driven away from their homes. Thus, Peter is writing to those that were experiencing what is known as the Great Diaspora. They were fleeing from their homes to other parts of the Roman Empire for their lives. They had lost their normal world, and they learned to embrace their new world in Christ. They had new brothers and sisters. They had a new fellowship. They were a church on the road, as it were, and they were learning to honor Christ while living in a persecuted world. That's why we themed it Anchored. It's the series of being anchored to the promises of God. 1 Peter is exactly what Dr. Jesus ordered for our day right now in the 21st century.
See, I find throughout my day that I have to remind myself to be anchored. None of this that's going on, the world that's happening right now, it really makes a difference in how anxious and how anchored I should be to the Lord. So talk to me about this real quick.
Yeah.
I feel bad about myself sometimes when I realize, David, you're not as anchored as you should be. Can you talk to somebody who's thinking the same way that I am?
Well, listen, the beautiful thing about the revelation of the scripture is that it's like waves. If you go down to the Pacific Ocean right here, that's near us. One thing's for sure. There is an ongoing rhythm of waves crashing on the beach.
Yeah.
And those waves are actually swells. They've traveled thousands and thousands of miles to terminate on the shore here in Southern California as a wave. And what I like to do is think about it this way. There's one set of waves that the world brings to us constantly. And there's another set of waves where God is bringing to us the remembrance of his promises, the doctrines of the Bible. So think of it this way. There are the waves and the storms of the world, and then there's the waves of the answer to those storms in the Bible.
Right.
And one will counter the other. Let's be honest. The one that we're looking at and believing will trump the other. If we're looking at the waves of this life crashing on the shores, and we view them to be greater than the Bible, then the Bible in our lives suffers great difficulty. But if we anticipate that God's waves, God's answer is greater than the dilemmas of our lives, then God's word will answer those rhythm of waves, the rhythm of pressure, rhythm of worry, rhythm of fear. And it's awesome. And I've got to tell you, that I have to do the same Every Christian has to do the same. We've got to prepare ourselves to take on the issues of this life and be ready, because we're hit all the time. But we've got to get back up, get back into the Spirit, and keep walking. Keep moving forward is what we're going to be learning in 1 Peter, being anchored to Christ.
Because it's not going to stop. It's going to keep coming. Let me go over some of the titles in this Anchored series. Anchored to the One True God. Ooh, I like that. Yes. All in the Family, the Christian Life, When God Gets a Hold of Your Marriage. This is great stuff.
Yes.
Look What Jesus Christ Did. Boy, there's a topic, huh?
Yeah.
What We Really Need When We Really Hurt. This is all stuff that we're going to cover during the series called Anchored. Let me suggest to folks real quick, if you miss the Sunday morning and Wednesday night services with Pastor Jack's teachings, friends, you're missing out. Period. End of story. I'm telling you, you really should catch the Sunday morning and Wednesday night services.
Yeah.
Head to reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I got to tell you, you're missing out if you're missing anything from the pulpit at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and Pastor Jack's teachings.
Hey, David, let me add, I know we're out of time, but I thank you for that, David. I didn't know you were going to say that. I want to encourage everybody. This is going to sound terrible. Please forgive me in advance, but I'm going to ask everybody to just try out what David just said a moment ago. And I don't know the addresses, but we're everywhere right now. Facebook Live, if you want to join us, a lot, that's an understatement. There are so many groups that have been born on our foundation of either YouTube channel or Facebook Live, where these current messages, these messages that we're giving you in real time, Wednesday nights, Sundays, sometimes special services are being streamed live. We need you to sign up for that, because quite frankly, I say this shamelessly, it's Bible relating to the current moment of our time, up to the moment, relevance, the Word of God in your life. And I got to tell you, last night at service, there were thousands of people here and even so many, many, many more thousands viewing us live. Davey, something's going on. I believe Jesus is coming back soon, and he's indicating that.
Please do, Lord. Please do.
Amen.
Can we have a word of encouragement from you today? Maybe wrap up in prayer, and then I'll. I can't reiterate it enough. You've got to watch what's going on at the pulpit when Pastor Jack is speaking on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. All right, I've said it, but I really, really, you got to know, I truly, truly mean it. Word of encouragement from you, and a prayer to close things out. Would you?
Very simple. It's this: we have always wondered about what it's going to be like in the last days. Would it be like in the West or in America if the church was persecuted, or if the times were real difficult? Would God be there? Would His grace be there? And I'm here to tell you, as we stand and hold the line, and as we continue to preach and assemble and worship God, we are living in those days. I can honestly report to you that I wouldn't change a thing. You might say, you mean the personal struggles of your insomnia wouldn't change a thing. You mean COVID and all of the attacks by politicians and wouldn't change a thing. This is our glorious hour as a church, and too many people are missing this glorious moment. Get up and get involved. If your church is closed in your community, get to the streets. Start witnessing. Open your Bible and share with your neighbors. Go door to door and share the love of God and the forgiveness that's in Jesus Christ. And with that, we pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you, God, that you would cause the church and the believer in America to rise up and to seize this glorious moment, this window of opportunity to proclaim Jesus. People are wanting to know. People are frightened. People are scared. People don't know what's next. It's our glorious moment to bring them the everlasting gospel that this world is going to perish, but the Word of God will never, never fail us. So, Father, we pray, I pray that you would fill all those who know you with your Holy Spirit's power, and for those who don't, that you would convict them now of their sin, and that they'd come running to the cross of Christ, and they would receive you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.